Shane, and good morning to everyone. I'd like to talk this morning a little bit about God's extravagance. Brenda and I frequently walk on our road there, the road past our house, and in the past months, again, I have just become, I've been in awe again, I should say, of the number and variety of the wildflowers in the ditches in the area there between the road and the railroad. I think there must be close to a dozen varieties of wildflowers in that area, as well as just some really neat grasses. And I just can't get done drinking in the beauty of all that. One thing that I just shake my head about is we are two of a small handful of people that walk along that road, and I think it's reasonable to say that most people that drive along there don't have time to notice the flowers. Isn't it kind of wasteful of God to have put all that beauty there for a few people who see it a few minutes a day, maybe? And how about the outback areas that there might be a whole season goes by and no human sees the color and the beauty that God has put back in those places? It's not quite right. Do we have another source here, Aaron? Did I miss something here? Maybe it's me. Sorry, it's probably me. Sorry about that, Aaron. I think I might have it now. There we go. I didn't check out exactly when these started, but these are images that come from the Hubble telescope and some other technology similar to it. I would say they started probably in the last 30 years. Is that about right, Joey? Something like that. These are deep space images that have been we can't see them exactly like this, but they've reconstructed them, I guess I'd say, based on what they figured out about wavelength frequencies and stuff. These things have been existing for thousands of years out there. And how many billions of people have looked up into the sky and have seen these things? Have seen the stars and never known that anything like this existed. Why did God go to the effort of creating these spectacular, mind-boggling nebula and other deep space objects? And only now are we appreciating them. And even then, how many people really have benefited from this? It's a small handful in the world that have benefited from it even now. Why all this extravagance? How many of you have heard of fractals? Good. So it's not new to you. How inspiring would you find this statement? In mathematics, a fractal is a subset of a Euclidean space for which the Hausdorff dimension strictly exceeds the topological dimension. Don't worry, that is complete Greek to me. I know very little. I really should have Joey up here explaining, except he'd take the rest of the morning talking about it, explaining how these things work. I've got, this one is, no, that one's a naturally obscure. This is a visual depiction of the Mandelbrot set, okay? Don't worry, it is some set of a mathematical computation that is a fractal, I guess I'd say. I don't have time to show you it, but I would love to show you this zoomed in. One of the things about a fractal is that it's called fractals exhibit similar patterns at increasingly small scales called self-similarity. So you can zoom in on this and you see exactly, or you see similar patterns going all the way in. You can keep zooming in, and the tiniest spot on here will eventually have similar repeating patterns. It's mind-boggling. Did you know that mathematics are artistic? This is a visualization of a fractal set. And there again, so they started, I believe they, it was in the 1600s that people first started talking about fractals, but it was only in the last 30 years, or maybe I should say 40 years, that that they've started doing visual depictions of fractals that give us this kind of beauty. Fractals also do exist. They're called approximate fractals in nature. If you would zoom in on this, you'd see some of that same self-similarity on this frost on a window pane, and there are other examples of it in nature. The extravagance of God, he put that there. Most of us experience very little of this extravagance, but he put it there for our enjoyment when we do. I don't have answers for that. Why did God do it? It brings him glory, it brings us joy, it brings us pleasure, it draws us to him. I don't know what all the reasons are, but I say the least we can do in response is offer our worship. And I'd like to just do that for a few minutes here. Let me read Psalm 19, 1-6, and then we're going to sing two songs. Out of the ESV. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the night above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set its tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the ends of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. And one more short passage, Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? The two songs I'd like to sing are number 131 and 131 and 129. Similar theme, interestingly, based on the same melodic line from Joseph Haydn's work. Shane, you want to come lead us in these songs?
Spacious firmament on high. 1.
Let's kneel for prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name above all the earth. You have displayed beauty in the heavens. You have shown yourself there, and yet you have set your glory even higher than the heavens. What is man? Who are we, mere mortals, that you have chosen to put all this beauty there, here for our enjoyment, that you've chosen to create us to enjoy this beauty? Who are we? Accept, Lord, our praise. Accept our humble, almost bewildered gratitude for all that you have invested in the natural world around us. Things that were not essential for life, things that are simply extravagance. And so to you we want to offer our fullest, most extravagant love and adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.